E. Jean Carroll paid $5.6 million in Trump sex abuse and defamation case. E. Jean Carroll received the $5.6 million payment for damages awarded to her by a jury that found President Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming her, her attorney said July 14th. The court and her attorney confirmed receipt of the payout that had been held in escrow since the 2023 verdict. 3 years ago, a unanimous 9-person jury found President Trump liable for sexually assaulting and defaming E. Jean Carroll. Attorney Roberta Kaplan, Carroll's lawyer, said in a statement. Today, we are pleased to report that she has received the damages payment the jury awarded her as a result of that verdict. Carroll, 82, also confirmed the news by posting a photo of a New York Times article about the payment on X, along with the text, "The Eagle has landed." A federal judge in New York ruled July 8th Carroll was entitled to collect the jury's award, which included the $5 million plus interest. Trump promptly appealed the disbursement order through his attorneys to halt the payment, but it was unclear whether higher courts would act on the appeal. Carroll, a former advice columnist, claimed Trump attacked her in 1996 at the Bergdorf Goodman department store in Manhattan while in a dressing room. Trump has publicly denied the allegations, saying he didn't know her and she was not my type in a 2019 interview. He also dismissed a 1987 photo of them and their then spouses at a party, accusing her of political motives and trying to sell books at his expense. The U.S. District Court in New York held a 9-day trial, after which the jury found Trump sexually abused Carroll and defamed her in his 2022 statements. Trump appealed the case, arguing the district court made several evidentiary errors. The Second Circuit Appeals Court denied the appeal and affirmed the district court's judgment. The jury awarded Carroll $5 million in damages. The Second Circuit upheld the $5 million verdict and a separate $83.3 million verdict Carroll won against Trump after he was found liable for defaming her in public statements and on social media after she published a memoir. In 2019, Trump deposited the money in an escrow account, placing nearly $7.5 million in a bond account on June 1st to account for a possible U.S. Supreme Court hearing of the case, according to court documents. Trump's attorneys have not yet given up on appealing the case. The president petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court on July 8th to reconsider its denial challenging the $5 million verdict in the case. Trump's first petition to hear the case was denied by the court in June. In the petition, his lawyers faulted what they called Carroll's politically motivated allegation about conduct that purportedly occurred decades earlier. Attorneys for Trump did not immediately return a request for comment about the award payment.